top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
Brett Kavanaugh's not having a great week.
No.
I'm very suspicious of what's happening around him at this moment and the way that this story has just popped up and will this woman actually come and testify and is it possible that he was involved in all this and I've been sort of I'm not a gigantic fan of Brett Kavanaugh joining the Supreme Court, but I don't like the way this is breaking out politically. It seems very orchestrated, last minute Hail Mary, and doesn't seem tied to anything that might actually be provable, right? That's to me the question.
Tough to think that you'll ever get to the bottom of this one.
Right. Where you go, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now we know.
That definitely happened, or you feel confident that it happened. But in this particular, but his week is not going well, and this just happened. This is, you know, this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, may be coming forward, may not be coming forward. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden, tape of Brett Kavanaugh from 2015 has just surfaced where he references his life in high school.
We're graduates of this law school in 1990 and are really, really good friends of mine, Mike Bidwell, Don Ergo, and Phil Merkel. And they were good friends of mine. Then and are still good friends of mine as recently as this weekend when we were all on email together. But fortunately, we had a good saying that we've held firm to this day, as the dean was reminding me before the talk, which is what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. That's been a good thing for all of us, I think.
Hard to know what he meant by that, though. I mean, will cover up anything any of our friends do?
No,
if it's sexual assault, or does it mean?
No, but
we stand by each other, or is it even lighter than that?
What I think it's lighter than that, but what they're now painting of him, what the political opposition of Brett Kavanaugh is painting, is that he was an out of control drunken teenager and part of this whole drunken group of guys, including this guy Judge who wrote this book as an adult, wrote a book about what a partier he was in high school. Which I think is,
it's a sign of something.
Right. What is that all about? And now he'd gone through like a change of life and a reawakening of his faith and all of those kinds of things. And he wanted to look back on those moments. But this is the guy, this guy is the other person involved
he's
in
actual
this.
Actual witness. And he says he has no memory of this alleged incident. He has doesn't remember Kavanaugh acting, quote, in the manner Dr. Ford describes. But he does not want to be part of the Senate Judiciary public hearing.
No. But if you'd like to buy his book, it's available at Amazon. Yes. Very weird. All right. So this one's good. I don't think this is going away, but I don't know what it really adds up to.
Wednesday is when they think that there might now be a vote, is the latest we've heard, but it's unclear.
Next Wednesday. A week from tomorrow.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Number four.
All right. The president was at a joint press conference with the president of Poland today, and he took questions about Brett Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up. When Senator Feinstein sat with Judge Kavanaugh for a long period of time, a long, long meeting, she had this letter. Why didn't she bring it up? Why didn't she bring it up then?
Now, the argument that they have used on that, and that's interesting, it is true. Feinstein had it in July.
And she also met with Kavanaugh in closed session when you could bring up a very sensitive topic when everyone wasn't listening. She also had a public forum to do so, but chose not to. She's saying it's because this woman wanted to remain anonymous and that she didn't want to dangle something out there without fully vetting it and understanding her willingness to come forward.
We noticed that the last 2 days around this, the president has been in presidential mode, not campaign mode.
Yes,
very,
very much so.
Are they asking him to drink something before he? Now, just take this. What is it? It's an aspirin. Don't worry about it. Just take it. I don't know what it's. He's acting with decorum.
Presidential?
Yeah.
Would you use that word?
Kind of interesting. There's more.
With all of that, I feel that the Republicans, and I can speak for myself, we should go through a process because there shouldn't even be a little doubt. There shouldn't be a doubt. Again, they knew what they were doing. They should have done this a long time ago, 3 months ago, not now. But they did it now. So I don't want to play into their hands.
I think what's happening, too, is he saw that pretty stark diminution in his poll numbers the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And someone finally got to him and said, listen, you know, it's one thing to play to the core and the base and that persona that you have that's, you know, punch your dumb nose down your stupid throat kind of persona. That's an old talk radio term, you know, it'd be really aggressive rhetorically. And it's not playing well with suburban women.
Nope,
and now this is not playing well with suburban women, and you can't win, and Republicans can't win without suburban women. So he's taking that. My guess is he's taking that advice.
Right.
But if he can take that advice, why does he not do that more?
It's fascinating. The poll is pretty damning, though, as you think about midterms being, 50-some days away, and you've got 57% of suburban women polled say they strongly disapprove of them. Democrats have a lead of 28 points. It's pretty bad.
Hopefully, the woman will come forward, state her case. He will state his case before representatives of the United States Senate, and then they will vote. They will look at his career. They will look at what she had to say from 36 years ago, and we will see what happens.
It's interesting, he never mentioned her name during this today.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people took issue with that. She has a name now. She has become public. It's Dr. Ford.
All right. Well, more. I don't think this one's going away. We might be talking about this for the next couple of days. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one, but first, let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
In Wisconsin, more cases of bleeding from synthetic marijuana. Systems. On November 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics by following the most comprehensive local political news online, chicagotribune.com/midterms.
Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Number 3.
Julie Chen said goodbye to The View. No, I'm sorry, not to The View. To The Talk.
No, The Talk. Oh, gosh, one of those shows. Oh, gee.
She said that she's leaving to spend more time with her husband.
I want to thank everyone at the show for the wonderful years together. I will always, always cherish the memories we shared. Most important, I want to thank you, the viewers, for allowing me into your home every day. It was a privilege that I will forever be grateful for. To everyone behind the scenes, I send you my love. I will miss you all very, very much.
That was a pre-recorded goodbye.
Oh, she wasn't there.
She wasn't there.
But she did point to Carrie Ananaba and said, my Asian sister, I think you fit that seat really well. So she's kind of trying to point out a possible successor.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother has a season finale, too, coming up, and it's unlikely she'll return.
Now, it's funny, because she was the most prominent star on CBS. How can they live without her now that her husband is no longer running the company? I just don't understand how that's possible. All right.
Very peculiar.
Yes.
Number 2.
Hence,
war is a universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above.
You can't spell hero without her. That is the lesson of the new Marvel superhero, Captain Marvel, who's being played by a woman. It's the first time ever they've done that in the Marvel universe, where mm-hmm. it's a single, in the big movies, right? They've got some of the stuff that they've got on like the Marvel urban mm-hmm. thing, Jessica Jones, characters like that. But the superhero
mm-hmm.
universe, big blockbuster, and Brie Larson. Who's like, you know, an indie film star, is taking her star turn as Captain Marvel.
So you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain. I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here, but I can't tell if it's real.
It doesn't come out till next spring, but they're already starting to promote it.
That's
how about
not
that?
Right. You start feeling like you want to see it.
Oh, very could interesting. And finally,
number 1.
solved it, banished every creep who broke the law, and now they're serving hard time at that Arizona
school.
I don't understand. Last night, the Emmys, that was the opening number. We solved it, talking about diversity problems in Hollywood, and now that there were a more diverse Emmy nominations list, they were like, it was funny, it was ironic. I understand the concept of it. I didn't get anything that happened in the rest of the Emmy show last night. I just didn't. And I love Saturday Night Live, and I love Colin Jost, and I love Michael Che, and all the people there, but mm-hmm. please, it was too much. It was just too much. So
very political.
Yeah. And well, not even that. It wasn't even the bits failed.
Mm.
You know, it's Saturday Night Live's a little cabaret show late at night. Big stage. Didn't quite work. But I don't want to say anything bad about the Saturday Night Live people because that guy's really, really powerful.
The top five at five.